Welcome back, folks. We are trying to hook up with Knox Ross, chair of the Southern Rail Commission, but I know that Michael knows a lot of what's going on with this subject matter. So, Michael, a lot of conversation in and around rail along the Gulf Coast. Interestingly, the other day there was an article in the paper about how popular the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the Alabama Gulf Coast is, and we always knew how popular the Florida Panhandle Gulf Coast is. So it looks like it might be coming at a great time.
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly what the cause is of the, you know, the exact causes of all the popularity of the Gulf Coast, but there does seems to be a lot more buzz now about all the locations across it, you know, Gulfport, Ocean Springs, past Chris Jan, of course. I guess it's accessible. It's fun. They keep adding amenities. And, you know, and we know that, Mobile, I have to give it a credit, it's one of our great, you know, sister cities and competitors. You know, they keep doing better and better. They've just rejuvenated their downtown. And so I think people are finding in these days where people are belt-tightening a little bit that it just makes sense to make a little getaway over to the Gulf Coast, catch a show, stop at Bucky's, get some beef jerky. And so the fact that we're announcing that the Mardi Gras Express is coming back is just good timing.
So the Mardi Gras Express is going to go from where?
So it's going to go from New Orleans, and then it's going to have four or five stops on the way to Mobile. Let me see if I have them in front of me. I don't know exactly where they are, but I think they're Gulfport.
Now it goes from New Orleans to it leaves New Orleans at 7:35 a.m. Bay St. Louis, it arrives at 8:59 a.m., then Gulfport at 9:31, Biloxi at 9:55, Pascagoula at 10:29, and then Mobile at 11:18. That's not a bad ride.
Perfect. Thank you.
It could one accident, and you will beat them by the train, I can promise you.
Yeah, no, if you have to go out there, I mean, this is by far the more relaxing way to do it, and there's going to be a free Wi-Fi, regional cuisine, moon pies and zaps. There's a bar. So it's not a bad way to do it. In fact, it really begins to make me personally think about maybe if I want a long weekend, going out and doing it this way now instead of having to drive and tempt the tunnel.
And it leaves, I should say, they have an afternoon time that it leaves as well, where you leave at 5:31 New Orleans and arrive in Mobile 9:14. And it has the same coming back westbound. It has a morning leave time and an afternoon leave time. So it's very interesting.
It is.
And I can promise you, I drove to Bay St. Louis for the July 4th weekend. Some friends had us as their guest over there. And there was an accident. And what usually is an hour drive was about an hour and 50 minutes as a result of that accident.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And I hope that the route works, because if it does, then it starts laying or creating more political support for us getting the New Orleans Baton Rouge route going again, which is something that, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed about how long we've been working on that. It's well over a decade in partnership with my cousin Adam Knapp when he was running BRAC and John Spain at BRAF. But I could slowly see this coming back. And eventually you'd be able to get from New Orleans all the way to Disney World or all the way over to Dallas. And if you have the right timing, being able to be safe, know your exact timing, use the internet, have a drink, take a nap. You know, there are going to be use cases where that's going to be very attractive. Plus, it's just much less expensive.
Yeah, and, you know, what's interesting is a lot of the infrastructure is there already, right? The track's there.
Oh, yeah, the track is there. You need to do some improvements. You need to make some safety additions. But the right-of-ways which are the key things that are really difficult to obtain, are already there. So it's really a matter of, you know, political will. There was a while, and we kind of dealt with this, Newell, back in the Jindal days, when trains were seen as part of this, like, creeping, like, European socialist thing that we had to stay away from. And, you know, it never really made much sense. Either trains are a good alternative for people, and they make sense to add diversification and take load off our highways, you know, or they're not. And hopefully we can evaluate them in that more objective context now, instead of wondering if they're going to turn us all into croissant-eating communists or something.
Yeah. Well, Michael, you would know better than I, because you've traveled Europe more than me.
Communists, what? Yeah.
You've traveled Europe more than me, but the European countries that don't have a robust rail system are very jealous of the European countries that do, right?
Taking the train around Europe is fantastic, because not only is it reliable and relatively inexpensive, but it takes you right into the center of town. And that's the fundamental advantage of train over regional air, excepting the price, is that, you know, if I'm going to go and take, you know, the Amtrak, use the best American example, from D.C. Into New York City, I'm going from the middle of town, from Union Station, right up in the middle of Manhattan. If I'm going to fly, even if I fly out of DCA, where DCA is great, but I'm going to still end up in, at best, LaGuardia, and that's another hour, you know, into town. So, you know, trains can make a lot of sense. They're efficient. They get you into the middle of cities. But, you know, we culturally as a country have been car dominated for a long time, and we've built up infrastructure and, you know, habits around that. So you've got to just kind of, you know, move at the speed of trust and demonstrate that it can work, and stay away from expensive boondoggles. And one of the things that always used to bother me, Newell, is when people wanted to know, when are we putting in high-speed rail between New Orleans and Baton Rouge? And I used to always say, we're never putting in high-speed rail between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, because it's 84 miles. It doesn't make, you know, we're not talking about traversing China here, right? And yeah. So it's also just about, you know, not overpromising.
Well, you got to be smart about where you're going to put it, because it's not cheap either. The asset, the building, the infrastructure is not cheap. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be right back with Michael Hecht. Stay with us.